The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I can't believe DJ Automatic basically told me you ugly during the day.
I did not say that.
You didn't say that.
But why do you keep telling these me things that I don't say?
You don't say them, but you basically, by telling me, why are you so dressed up, told me, you look awful most of the time, which I concede. I concede. When I get home, I take makeup off. I put my hair in a bun. I put on clothes with stains all over the front of the shirt. And I shouldn't do that because I love my marriage. I love my husband. I love myself. I got to, you know.
And I love you regardless. Right. I didn't notice that you had not changed your clothes. And
from then work. You made I it come to work all the time.
And you made this like big, you made it a topic. We've been talking about it for 2 days. It's like, I didn't think it was that big a deal.
The question that we pose in today's episode, how important is it for your partner to keep up their appearance? Let's take a listen now. Let me ask you both a question. Someone pulls up on you and they say, give me your phone. Let me use your phone. How are you responding to that? You're just on the street. All of a sudden this happens. Welcome to your Thursdays, almost Friday. We call it Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And a question I posed to you happened to us this morning.
Are we being robbed or are you?
Early.
That's what I thought.
That's what Automatic thought. Now, I didn't see the car right away and I just heard Auto go, nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good. Who are you talking to?
This woman pulls up on me and pulls up and is like, hey, let me use your phone. And I just looked at her. I was like, nah, I'm good.
She pulled up in a car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's already suspect.
Yeah, and I'm like I'm going to hand my phone to some woman who just pulled up in the middle of the morning, my phone.
Early in the morning.
Here's my phone during COVID. Go ahead, breathe all over it.
I'm not worried about the COVID stuff. It's for me, it's if it looks like I can outrun you. Like if you look like you can outrun me, or like she was in the car, she could get away with my phone. But if she's just standing there.
So she continues to.
She comes to me and she says, I need to get a COVID test and I can't find this address. And you guys are in this building, and I was hoping you could help me. Had she said that to Automatic, he probably would have said, "Oh, let me."
Oh no! When she said,
up.
"I need a COVID test," I was like, yeah. "Damn! I'm glad I didn't give her my phone."
Her anyway, there was murky. A security guard rolling around a parking lot who ended up helping her. She's like, "The name of the," I said, "Hold on, this woman can help you. Slow down. The name of the business is blah blah blah." She didn't have a phone,
so you didn't give her your phone either. Then,
no, man. Apparently. When she said the COVID test, I said, "Peace out, I'm gonna help you from a distance, from a distance." You know, it's like 12
what
feet.
Would you have done, Ant?
No, like I said, like if she was standing right next to me, I'd give her my phone. But if she's in the car, I'm not giving you my phone. Dog.
See, yeah. That's the thing. Like when random people ask to use my phone, it's like almost offensive to me because I feel like it's such a personal thing and they put it right close to
I'd
their face and their
you
mouth.
Ask me for a dollar, I'll toss
yes,
you a dollar.
I'd rather give you. I'd rather give you. Yeah, $5. I'd rather
whatever
give you.
You need. National Day, Anthony A.
Well, you got a dollar or no?
No.
We'll start off with National Love People Day. Hey,
I try. From a distance.
We need more love in the world.
You know what? The National Chewing Gum Day. Can we just applaud chewing gum?
We can, and my favorite chewing gum now is Extra. I'm officially old.
Oh, juicy fruit all day.
Man, I used to love that bubble gum, and now I'm like Extra.
Since I was a kid, my mom put me on a Trident, so shout out to Trident.
Trident. Oh, you and, old too.
We also have National Mud Pack Day. Oh, it's International Podcast Day.
Hey, we're on the radio right now, but if you miss any segment, this one, anything, we upload our podcast every day, and it's free. Ours is free, of course. Streaming platform, search Dana Cortez Show and take a listen.
We'll wrap it up on Stupid Question Day.
Stupid Question Day, like the woman who pulled up on DJ Automatic's phone. Hey, yeah. Get out of your phone.
Stupid.
All right, welcome to your Thursday. Remember, it is Hispanic Heritage Month. If you want to see Latinx, Latino, Mexican-American, Chicano movies, whatever you want to call yourself, Hispanic Heritage Month.
Every term you could think of right
term,
there.
Search the hashtag Read Latinx Writers. A woman named Dominique Nieves started it. And writers got the attention of Netflix, Disney, and more executives. Projects are in the works because of one hashtag.
So maybe for this Latin History Month, we can figure out what we're going to do with Latinx. Because I'm not exactly sure if I should use it or if I shouldn't use it.
And I'll just tell you something. You could call yourself whatever you want. And people trying to pigeonhole and say, you can't say this, you can't say that. That's the whole problem. You identify however you want. At the end of the day, we're all still brothers and sisters.
So this woman the other day actually asked me because she knows that I'm on the Dana Cortez Show and Dana had just won Hispanic Hispanic Latin award. And she said, I know you're not Hispanic, but do you identify as Hispanic?
Cholo adjacent, ladies and gentlemen.
I was like, what? She was like, well, you grew up in a Latino community. You're married to a Mexican woman. I was like, nope, still white.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is it fair for you to ask your partner to look a certain way? I get it. You met them and they were hot and they were fine and they look good all the time. But that's impossible.
But it's not fair, but it's human. Like, you want to know what you're like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you meet this person, you're attracted to that person at that time. They just can't go and completely
when
change.
When you like when we sign that marriage contract, I expect you to keep the contract up. And that, inside that contract, it's, you know, you got to, you looked a certain way. I want you to continue to look that way. And I expect the same for myself, though.
DJ Automatic, that's very honest of you. However, when you and I were pregnant, basically me carrying our daughter, Ava Matic, you gained 40 plus pounds. Did I ever one time tell you you were fat, ugly,
no,
and attractive?
No, my brothers told me. They let me know.
I know, but you were still sexy to me. I still loved you.
Well, you were obviously in love with me because I've seen those pictures. I wouldn't have been in love with me.
Nothing changed. And that's the moral of the story. You can't expect your partner. Now, don't get me wrong. If they're just not putting any effort in and there's hygiene problems and there's all kinds of things, that's a whole other conversation. But expecting someone to look the same through the entirety of a relationship is unrealistic.
Well, everyone's going to age, yeah. But I think that, you know, I think guys are more guilty of this because I think a lot of women keep up their looks and guys just let themselves go completely.
Get that beer belly. Dude. Can't even see your under regions.
Not
for real.
Relationships and then don't shave their legs the whole winter months. Like, at all, dog.
That is
so
true.
Come on, bro.
Have fun with it. Braid it. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a call. Okay, line two.
I was just having that conversation with my daughter yesterday. I have to love him the way that I met him. I think that a lot of people get into relationships and want to change someone physically, but I love him the way that I met him. He didn't have a six pack. You know, he wasn't the most handsome man, but again, he gave me things that money couldn't buy. At the end of the day, if it's till death do us part, then we are going to love each other through the good looks and the bad looks, you know?
I think that that's a beautiful thing because especially when you're young, you think, oh, it's all about the physical. You got to look a certain way. Everybody gets old.
Yeah,
dude. And nobody thinks
can't
about
avoid that.
There's something beautiful just about the love. It's not about how you look on the outside. It really is what's inside. It's that friendship. Now, that being said, do you still keep up your appearance, makeup, hair, all of that when you're home? Or do you get home and you're like me? I call myself tirada. When I get home, I just... Sorry, I throw on pajamas, I put my hair in a bun, I tell
them yes. Don't ask that much of me. I mean, you love me the way you met me. I'm authentic, so I don't want to look like a Barbie doll all the time. I don't want to keep my makeup and stuff, and I expect the same from him. Love me for what's on the inside. So, yes, I may have some bad days. But when we go out together, make sure I'm going to slay.
Yes, that's right. That way he can show you off when you're out. But yes. When you're home, you want to be comfortable.
Absolutely. It's necessary, especially if I'm running a household. But he should be able to look at me and see the beauty that he saw without all the makeup. I was a much smaller size before I had kids. But at the same time, I do like to keep my appearances up, but it's not because he expects that of me. It's just because I expect that of myself. When I look good, I feel good.
Yes.
Facts. Play good, look good, feel good, said the great Deion Sanders. You gotta stick with a person through the thick and thin phases of her eyebrows, man.
Oh my gosh.
I listen to you every morning. I'm loving the show. You guys are on point. And I appreciate that you are giving a perspective that's not, you know, we kind of live in a world that's gone towards the shallow side. That's only because the people that are authentic, we're not in the forefront. We're in the background getting it done.
And we need to teach women to love themselves. You are enough just the way you are.
Just the way you are. And if he's a genuine man, then he's going to love you the way that you are. For some people, looking good is a job. But that's not my job description. No job I've ever had has to say that I need to have hair down to my backside and big boobs and a BBL. No job I've ever applied for has said that. And if any man is putting in an application to be with me, then he need not apply because I'm not changing who I am to fit what you like. Because, again, I'm going to get old.
You better and take that to Indeed.com. Bye. Bye. How much effort do you put in now that you're in a long-term relationship when it comes to your appearance?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Topless video of Khloe Kardashian is circulating on the internet. What's the story behind it? Oh, I've got this and more. It's time for the best gossip, the Daily Dirt. First, though, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Designer Virgil celebrating his birthday. We also have T-Pain celebrating his birthday.
Oh, so let's talk real quick first about Cardi B in Paris. Video of her in Mugler couture has gone viral. She just had a baby. She looks fabulous.
What's going on in Paris?
Well, it's fashion.
It's like Fashion Week or something?
Yeah, the whole Savage X Fenty stuff. The Mugler, of course, came out with Kim Kardashian and the wet look. But it really was Cardi that wore that flower. Remember that one year with her tiny waist and that flower-looking dress? That Mugler came out of retirement for. Yeah, Cardi.
I don't even know what Mugler is.
It sounds like
it's so expensive. I don't even know if I'm saying the name right. Just go check out the video, okay? At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Now let's talk about Kodak Black. We're all Kodak Black fans in this room. We've all been rooting for him. And unfortunately, I have some bad news. He's been ordered to appear in court after failing a drug test. This is a man who has had chance after chance.
Who is pardoned by Donald Trump.
Judge after judge, a pardon from the president.
You're fired.
I don't know what to say anymore. They might put him back in jail.
Ah, he'll be okay, dude. It's a little PV, a little slap on the wrist.
Yeah, they said they're going to put him back in a treatment center.
Okay, dude. All right.
But, well, I mean, he's going to be treated for marijuana? Marijuana's legal.
Do we know that's what he tested positive for?
That's what they said.
Oh. Who's they?
Dude, my representatives in the camp, okay? AKA the internet.
We go, yeah, the internet. Speaking of the internet, topless video of Khloe Kardashian has not gone viral because it's been deemed too risque to run as an ad on TV. She filmed a commercial for her clothing line, Good American, and she's not wearing a top, but she's covered. There's like a sheet wrapped. And I think, to be honest, there's a lot worse stuff running on TV during regular primetime hours.
True, dog.
Go take a look at the video and decide for yourself. I'm posting it at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
I mean, is she a good American, though? Can she represent that brand?
Yes! She's a beautiful American. It's all a good American. You hear what Tristan's starting up north?
What?
Dishonest Canadian.
Damn, son. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're a Halloween person like I am, you are going to love today's food news. It's a bootiful situation.
Well, that was a candy corny thing to say.
Hottest hashtags. Don't
Doubling
ever make
down
fun.
On the corn.
Don't you ever make fun of Anthony A's jokes again, DJ Automatic, ever.
Don't rope me into this.
I was inspired by Anthony A's corny jokes.
All right, hottest hashtag time here on the Dana Cortez Show. Anthony A, DJ Automatic, I have to start with something serious. Gabby Petito's family, this is the woman who's been missing, of course, for a long time. She was found murdered in Wyoming just days after witnesses called 911 reporting her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, was slapping and hitting her. They had a press conference, and among other things, they said they're starting an organization, a foundation, to help other people who have had missing people in their lives. What her family had to say about the lack of help that families get is so important.
I want to ask everyone to help all the people that are missing and need help. And like I said before, it's on all of you, everyone that's in this room, to do that. And if you don't do that for other people that are missing, that's a shame. Because it's not just Gabby that deserves that. So look to yourselves on why not that's not being done.
It's unimaginable what that family is going through, what they've gone through, what they will suffer for the rest of their lives. And they're upset because they know there are other families going through the exact same thing that have no closure.
To have the wherewithal to just know that there's so many other families that are experiencing the pain that they're feeling right now, and to like convey that to the media and say, hey, guys, you guys need to do a better job. It was a very responsible thing for him to do.
Remember, just in Wyoming, 710 missing Indigenous women. Let's hope they get the same attention that Gabby Petito's family has gotten, just like they said. All right, so Dominique Nieves is a filmmaker who decided to take things into her own hands after becoming frustrated with a lack of opportunity for Latinos in Hollywood. She started a hashtag on Twitter called #ReadLatinxWriters. The grassroots campaign helped several Chicana and Chicano writers get the attention of Netflix and Disney executives. Now they are starting projects with all of these writers.
Oh, dope.
Latinos represent 20% of the population, but are only represented 4% in English media. So that is wild. Hispanic Heritage Month, full force right here, baby.
Yeah, good for her. And like, is this going off the piggyback of like the Selena success?
I don't think so. I think it's going off the piggyback that there is a lot of money out there and nobody's talking to our gente.
The fact that Hispanics are 20% of the country and a very, very small
4%
of the media, that's tiny. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And then in food news, there's something new this Halloween, hot cocoa bombs. These things look so good. Different fillings like green caramel, colored candy corn, and of course marshmallows. Best part, they look like your favorite Halloween characters. Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas, Pumpkinhead, Casper, and more. $9 per bomb on Etsy. If you want the link, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Bombs, are you talking?
They're like little balls.
You put the little ball in the or in the water, right? Or in milk or whatever.
Yeah, you drop it and it just explodes.
And it like evaporates. Yeah.
And then you have like cocoa. Vegas bomb.
you can do that too, though. We should put that on Etsy.
Give us a fireball,
Anthony A.
We'll start off. Ooh, I got a question for you, Dana Cortez. I don't even feel comfortable asking you this. Automatic. What goes in the mouth dry and hard and comes out soft and sticky?
But you feel comfortable asking DJ Automatic?
You know what? I'll say I feel better about him asking me that too.
Yeah, dude, I'd like to look you in the eyes when I ask you that. I'm going to repeat it one more time. Automatic. What goes in the mouth dry and hard and comes out soft and sticky?
I don't want to know, but go ahead and tell me.
It's chewing gum. It's National Chewing Gum. National Chewing Gum Day, baby.
Right, it's also National Podcast Day, and I know that because you told me earlier.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you're between the ages of 30 and 34 or somewhere around that age and you're single, there's a new study out that says singles are happy at that age. Like, so satisfied. And I've got the reasons why. I couldn't believe this. A quarter of Americans, 25% in this age range, are alone and loving it. Oh. Okay, so I'm going to share this with you right now in case you missed it. These are three stories you need to know about. DJ Automatic, you go first.
So one thing we can all agree on is there's a lot of fake news, a lot of misinformation on YouTube, right?
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm.
YouTube's finally doing something about it. They're banning all anti-vaccine activists and all anti-vaccine content. The Google-owned video site is banning all the misinformation about coronavirus, which Facebook did months ago. They're going to take off some prominent people. One guy's name is Joseph Mercola. Another was Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
He's one of the Kennedys, the Kennedys.
So they're saying that these guys are trying to say they're experts on the coronavirus vaccine, and they're not. And so they're just banning them completely, which is a great thing because I know there's a lot of older people and younger people who look at YouTube all day and are seriously misinformed. My mother being one of them, I've had to tell her a million different times what is real and what is not real.
Well, I think that there's two demographics that are getting duped on YouTube. The very young and the very old. Because young people are easily manipulated because they just don't know. Older people didn't grow up with the internet, right? They don't understand. They look at it like, oh, this is real news. No, it's a production of fake news.
Sometimes I think that my mom will believe anybody who's standing in front of a camera and it looks somewhat professional.
Well, hopefully this will help with some of that misinformation.
Misinformation could be very frustrating, right? Mm-hmm. You get angry. And what do you do with that anger? Well, you might be thinking you're going to go to the gym. What experts are saying? Don't go to the gym. In case you missed it, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, a medical chief correspondent, said when getting angry that it is actually not good to go to the gym because you actually arouse those feelings.
Oh. DJ Automatic, right? That's why you're such an angry person. Every time you get mad, you go for a run. You get crazy. You're supposed to, light a candle?
Here's some of his expert tips on how to handle your anger. First, count to 10, take a deep breath before you respond to
anything. That doesn't work.
No. Okay.
You've never tried it.
He says, do not vent to a friend. That will ruminate your anger, which keeps your arousal levels high.
Oh, because your friend's going to co-sign.
So what you need to do is find something that's, is it incompatible with anger? That's like the opposite of anger. So maybe Automatic, hug your loving wife. Watch a funny
movie.
She's
usually the source of the anger.
Oh, no.
I hate you.
Oh, no.
Go water your plants.
Don't suppress your anger. Try to address what made you angry in the first place in
That's
a productive
great advice,
manner.
Though. You should take the doctor's advice. It's not misinformation, Mr. Angry.
Why are you talking to me? You should listen to this, too. You're pretty angry some days.
Notice Anthony Ace looking right at you during this segment, okay? All right, so I have my story now. In case you missed it, 25% of Americans between the age 29 and 34 are single, and a new study says they're loving it. And here's why. Number four, you get to differentiate between sex and love. See, when you're young, when you're having good sexy time, you think you're in love.
Ooh, you can fall in love
but
really
you're
easy.
Not. You're a little more mature. Yeah, you're a little bit grown.
You've seen, been around a couple corners.
Seen a couple kitties.
Number three, your home is truly your home.
True.
You get to have your own space.
You're a single guy, Anthony.
I'm sure, have you ever? Oh, yeah, you've lived with somebody. It's better living alone.
And women love to have their own places, too. Like, you know, it's a woman's place when she has her own box of condoms in her own little side bed thing.
Yeah, you know who you're messing with, too.
Yeah, dog. That's why I feel like contraceptives are another reason being single nowadays is fun. It's popping.
Well, yes, because you can protect yourself.
Yes.
Absolutely. Number two, again, we're going to focus on the reaching maturity. Less tolerant of the drama when you reach your 30s. When you're younger, it's like you're almost attracted to the drama. You can grow out of that phase so the relationship you do enter in later is a better relationship. And the number one reason now that Americans who are single between the ages of 29 and 34 are happy is they get to focus on their career.
Oh.
So according to this study, Gen Z and younger millennials are about that bag, baby. Yeah, they want to get the bag.
So they want money over love.
Yeah, that's why they had time to fill out the survey.
All right, so we're going to share all of this advice at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Inside the story, I'm doing a much better job, by the way, of keeping my promise to share all of this on the story. So go check it out now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I believe most of us can remember field day at school. Remember field trip day?
Oh, yeah. Oh, loved it.
Oh, man, especially in high school, you get away from the class. That's exactly what happened. Mr. Jim Myers is an 11th grade advanced placement language and composition teacher, and he took his kids out on a field trip, and his tweet went viral because they're on a party bus with a stripper pole.
Hold on.
The reason why is actually sad because the school doesn't have enough school buses or school bus drivers.
Oh, so the local club promoter's like, I got
you. I got you. We got this.
I mean, at least it wasn't kindergartners.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But still, they're even old enough to understand even more. And he said, look, I love that the tweet's gone viral, but let's not focus on the stripper pole and the lights that are going off and all the music on our way.
That would be
to the
such
museum.
A fun field trip.
Let's focus on the fact that our schools are struggling to hire drivers and pay for buses. That's the big thing. Where's all this money going to? We need to get through the red tape and educate our children and not with a stripper pole bus.
We'll be hanging out on the party bus. That's where all the money's going.
Let's go from one party to the next. So if you're not into going to work sober, it's not your thing, maybe you should consider a job in real estate.
Oh, what?
A new survey revealed that real estate companies were the most tolerant of their employees showing up to work drunk or high. The survey asked a bunch of employees to rank how tolerant they are with their workers showing up drunk or high, with one being totally fine with it and 10 being not okay with it, like you're fired right now. Real estate companies answered the survey with an average number of 2.
So now I know why the housing market is so high. Because the real estate agents are too.
They're at 0.8 alcohol level. That's why.
I am just glad they didn't go after DJs, because that's an easy number one.
I was wondering why a lot of my friends becoming part-time real estate agents.
And now
a lot of it makes sense. All right, guys. Well, for my WTF story, I'm going to be brief. Or maybe briefs. According to our friend at TMZ, somebody bought a pair of Michael Jordan's used underwear for $2,784, dog.
That's disgusting. Used boxers?
Yeah. Our good friend at TMZ reports Saturday that the used undies were auctioned off in Los Angeles along with some other worn items from Michael Jordan like ties, dress shirts, and pants. Now, the underwear did have a dry cleaning tag, but they said it shows signs of definite use by the basketball legend.
What, is there a streak in them?
Yes.
Oh, no, dog.
Holy Jesus.
That is disgusting. That's gross.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The date is September 30th, and it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
We're going to start with birthdays. We got T-Pain celebrating today.
Man, oh man, the king of the auto-tune, and I love it.
Think about all the influence that he had growing up. I mean, just growing up to now, right? Because you have like Travis Scott,
Post Malone, everybody else who's taking in the auto-tune.
I mean, pretty much everybody who's relevant right now. Young Thug.
Yes.
And it's also interesting to see his group of artists kind of like bash him, but now they're kind of giving him his
flowers. The comeback, right? Yeah. The comeback is hard.
Well, have you seen that interview he did where he said Usher came up to him on a plane? He was like, hey, man, you ruined music.
Yeah,
and he's like, dude. And he was like that. He's like, that sent me into a 2-year depression.
That's so
and
sad.
He's like, and like what you just said. Look at how much influence he had, and music sounds like him now because he tried something different.
And he could dance, he could sing without the auto-tune too. And he's a great gamer.
Happy shout birthday, T-Pain!
Next birthday we got, it's Marley Marl's birthday from the Juice Crew.
I don't know what y'all gonna do with this, but it got to be funky.
If you don't know who that is, he's an iconic producer. He is your favorite producer's favorite producer.
All right, happy birthday.
Next, we're going to go to 1971 when Isaac Hayes releases the theme from Shaft.
You're damn right.
That song has had a huge influence on hip-hop. A lot of people have sampled it. Shout out to Isaac Hayes.
Classic.
Also today in Music Facts, in 1995, Mariah Carey's Fantasy becomes just the second single to debut at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. So Michael Jackson was the first one to do it with You're Not Alone. This song stayed at number one for 8 weeks, but now the way that streaming is, everything's different. You can debut at number one all the time now.
You can't do what Mariah Carey did, though. You can't. Nobody. I don't care how many streaming numbers. I don't care. This woman had such an impact on music in general and also the culture because she's a biracial woman. And for a lot of the people, they didn't know that. And she changed her whole R&B sound, putting a hip hop on it. I love Mariah Carey.
Shout out to Jermaine Dupri. He produced a lot of her big hits.
Oh, that's for sure. All right, Music Facts with DJ Automatic only right here. Don't forget to catch it at this time every weekday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, DJ Automatic. Earlier, we were talking about how important it is to maintain your looks and your appearance for your partner.
Yes.
But, you know, people change and life happens, but sometimes you have to talk to that partner about changing. How do you talk to your significant other about sensitive topics and their look? Let's talk about that right now. Let's talk to you two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And like, Dana brought up a good thing. She said that when she got pregnant, you gained a little bit of weight.
Oh, yeah. I gained a lot of weight.
Right. And she wasn't the one who told you. Your brothers were the one who told you.
Well, I don't think she noticed. Because, you know, when you're with somebody every day, you sometimes don't notice their weight gain. And then, I hadn't seen my brothers in probably, 8-9 months. And when they saw me, they were like, yo, you are fat.
You are thick, dog. And did you come back to her like, yo, why didn't you tell me something?
I literally was like, what? You can't tell me I'm gaining weight? She was like, well, I told you. And I was like, well, obviously not that because my brother T was like super honest with me. He was like, bro, you're fat. You're not even like thick. You're fat.
Damn, dog. That's what good brothers are for. Maybe that's what she did. Maybe that's what you should do. Send a brother to go tell that person. Well, that's the first tip we have for you, all right?
I will say this. My brother recently got married and he got fat, so I got to return the favor.
Oh!
I was like, T, you're getting fat, dude.
Okay. All right. And I don't want people to think that this is going to turn into some bro down talking about women and stuff like that.
No.
Let's talk to the ladies. And let's talk to him. Maybe your man's self-conscious about his hair loss, and he's trying to do a hair move that he shouldn't be doing.
Oh.
How do you talk to him
when
about
the comb
that?
Over ain't working.
When the comb over ain't working, and it's time to let it go. The
just
one thing that you do want
to
do, don't initiate the conversation. Don't do that. He knows.
That you can ruin that man's ego
he
for
life.
He
knows what's going on.
He knows what his hairline looks like.
Come on. And also, number two is be compassionate. You got to be compassionate about it. All right? He's going through life-changing things.
That is like the hair loss thing is a big deal.
Oh.
I don't think women understand. I mean, you talk about a man's hairline or the size of his other thing, and you can ruin his life.
Ladies, and if you really want to help him take a leap forward in his appearance and maybe, retire that comb over, go full bald, what you got to do, the last thing, is give reassurance and let him make his own decisions. All right, it is going to be time for him to deal.
How do you give reassurance? What, do you just buy a new pair of clippers? Or he's like, have you seen this new tool to shave your head with?
Let him know you're not going nowhere, regardless of what his hair looks like, ladies. All right, maintain your looks and your appearances. It goes both ways.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My, oh my, how the world has changed. It used to be bad to be single at 30. Oh, it's a terrible thing. Now 30-year-old men and women are loving their life.
This is such advances in technology. You're just connected all the time. So you're not has single. Like when you're
not lonely.
Yeah, dude. I literally watch my friend's kids grow up on Facebook and Instagram. And it's like they're kind of like my own.
I don't need my own.
It's parenting from a distance.
Yeah, exactly, dog.
I mean, there's a lot of dads that do that, though. So.
Oh, automatic. That's another topic. Ugly. I'm watching my kid, my mijo. What are you talking about? But you never pick him up. But I saw him on Facebook yesterday.
There you go, dog.
All right. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Here's more of the Dana Cortez Show podcast now.